muffin? See the muffin, Hooch? Here's the muffin for Hooch! I brought a muffin for you! The muffin, Hooch! Hooch and muffin! A muffin, Hooch!
Tom Hanks, or his character Turner, could have it wrong. Maybe Hooch the dog only wants healthy and organic dog food. That's what the industry's trend is showing anyway. Last year, Americans spent $20.6 billion on dog food. This year, it's estimated to increase to $21.2 billion. The nation's pet industry has seen an upward climb in sales for two decades. During the most recent recession from 2007 to 2009, Americans cut back on luxury goods like vacations or HD TVs, but actually spent more on pet products.
In economics, we define our goods.
That's Frank Gamrat, an economics researcher with the Allegheny Institute.
Are they luxury, are they necessities, or are they inferior goods? And dog food is kind of something of a necessity good. You generally don't cut back on necessity goods, and then you throw in the extra step of it being your dog. And most people treat their dogs better than they treat themselves.
Gamrat says pet owners are willing to pay the price for good dog food and don't consider it a luxury.
Money is no object when it comes to dogs. And in the economics business, we call this elasticity, that is responsiveness to changes in price. And we're finding that when it comes to their pets, people are not very responsive at all. They want the best for their pets.
The best, meaning it's not enough for the dog to merely be fed. Gamrat says the public wants their dogs to be fed well, especially after the Chinese pet food scandal. In 2007, two Chinese companies illegally added a type of plastic to pet food to meet the standard for protein in the products. More than 100 pets in North America died as a result.
Now they're paying attention to the ingredients of the pet food. And so you're getting into this extra step of making sure that not only are the dogs eating well, they're eating organically. They're paying attention to what's in the food.
Gamrat expects the trend to continue and says the healthy dog food market is here to stay. That's good news for a Pittsburgh-area startup company that's jumped on that trend in dog food.
It's right now a white space out there in the market.
That's Chris Puma, the CEO of the Wexford-based company that created Warm Ups. The product is added to dry dog food for increased flavor and nutrition. But the white space Puma is talking about isn't flavor and nutrition. It's warmth.
The whole premise is based on warmth. No dog food today is served warm. And unless you're cooking for the dog or adding hot chicken broth or something like that, or table scraps, the dog's senses aren't heightened as they could be.
So what's wrong with adding chicken broth to dog food? The answer comes around full circle. Nutrition. Warm-Up's Vice President for Research and Quality, Larry Hawley, says the dog is getting all its essential nutrients in one meal when Warm-Up's is added, a benefit that's lost when adding something like chicken broth.
It has to not just add warmth, not just add taste, but it has to be nutritious as well.
The company has four lines of the warm and organic food additive: overall health, fit and active, skin and coat, and healthy joints. The company hopes to add similar products for other animals, and according to researcher Gamrat, they could be on the right track.
We do treat our pets better than we treat ourselves, and so we're going to make sure that they're as happy as they can be, and we'll take care of it. So I don't see this as a bubble that's going to burst. I don't think we're going to go backwards to the can of gravy. I think we're going to keep going with the healthy ingredients to keep our pets healthy because they're the ones we care about.
And showing care for a dog, according to Warm Ups, is giving them a warm meal like the rest of the family. I'm Emily Farah, 90.5 WESA News.